拜神。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we worship God together this evening.
我们来唱诗366首。
Let us sing hymn 366.
366首。
366.
暂时站立。
Please remain standing.
我们跟天上的神做一个悟性祷告。
We will have a prayer of understanding to our God in heaven.
大家低头闭目默祷。
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，救主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
We praise you and thank you, loving Father, our Savior, Lord Jesus.
你带领我们的脚步来到你的跟前。
You have guided our footsteps into your presence.
我们要在这边歌颂你。
And now we will sing your praises.
我们要这边敬拜你。
And here we will also worship you.
我们要在这边聆听你的话语。
We will listen to your words.
主啊，我们在日常生活当中有很多的空虚、寂寞、愁烦。
In our daily lives, we are filled with preoccupations and stress and loneliness.
我们常常觉得失去了喜乐。
And we often feel that we have lost our joy.
我们常常生活在愁云惨雾、痛苦当中。
And our life is full of suffering and sorrow.
但是主啊，你就好像黑暗中的亮光。
But Lord, you are the light in the darkness.
你指引我们的道路。
And you guide our footsteps.
引导我们走在平安的路上。
So that we may walk upon the path of peace.
所以主耶稣，我们真的很感谢你。
We sincerely thank you, Lord Jesus.
你不但使我们在今生有平安，
You not only grant us peace in this world,
你也让我们在来世有永生。
And you will also give us eternal life in the kingdom to come.
所以主啊，如果没有你，我们真的不晓得怎么来行走人生的道路。
Lord, without you, we do not know how we are to walk upon this life.
主啊，在我们敬拜你，也求你将你的话赐给我们。
As we worship you, we ask you, Lord, to grant us your word.
主啊，你的话就是灵，就是力量，就是生命。
Your word is spirit, and it is life, and it is strength.
当我们真正了解你的话语，我们就有生命力。
When we truly understand your word, we can gain the strength to live.
当我们真正把你的话当食物吃进去，我们的灵性就活泼起来。
When we take your word like bread, then we are revived in our faith.
所以求你赐给我们安静的心。
Therefore, we ask you to grant us quiet hearts.
也开仆人的口。
And to open the mouth of your servant.
能够阐明你的道理。
So that we can clearly speak your word.
我们恭恭敬敬地把这样的崇拜交托在你的手中。
We wholeheartedly turn over this worship service into your hands.
愿一切尊贵、颂赞、荣耀归你的圣名。
May all glory, honor, and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
愿主耶稣祝福我们朋友们、弟兄姐妹、大家都平安。
May God's peace and blessings be upon the brothers and sisters and friends.
最近比较常在家里面。
Recently, I have spent more time at home.
昨天早上我走到厨房。
Yesterday, I walked into my kitchen.
看到那个厨房有一个三明治包得好好的，没有带去学校。
And I saw that there was a sandwich that was not taken as a lunch.
我跟我太太说，这是谁的中餐呢？
And my wife said, this is so-and-so's lunch.
她说是某某孩子的了。
It belongs to one of my children.
哇，没有带怎么办呢？忘记了带中餐。
And one of my children forgot to take his or her lunch.
我说，那不然就拜托你把他送到学校去好了啦。
So I asked my wife to take this lunch to school.
她说，送过，她也不去拿呢。
And she answered, I have taken it before, and my child has not come to pick it up.
那怎么办呢？
What shall I do?
他说你不用烦恼，他懂得借钱呢。
I said, don't worry, my child must know how to borrow some money.
那他忘记带饭哦。
And forgot to take lunch.
我就想到圣经有一个故事。
I remember a Bible story.
他是忘记带饼啊。
And it is about forgetting to take bread.
我们看马可福音八章的十四节。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 8 verse 14.
马可福音八章的十四节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 14.
我们把红线夹在马可福音八章。
We can place our bookmark here in Mark chapter 8.
马可福音八章十四节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 14.
门徒忘了带饼。门徒也忘了带饼。
The disciples also forgot to bring bread.
所以我想用这个故事啊，我们来谈三点。
And I'd like to discuss three points based on this verse.
就是人常常会忘记。
First is that people will often forget.
但是耶稣谈到你在忘了带饼要防止这个笑啊。
But
防止笑啊。
Jesus also said that you must keep away from this yeast.
然后我们再来谈一谈这个。其实耶稣啊，不是在忧愁没有饼吃啊，是在忧愁神国的事情。
Jesus was not worried about not having bread to eat, but rather about the matters of the kingdom of heaven.
门徒以为耶稣是在谈论饼的事情。
But everyone thought that he was speaking about the bread.
我们就从这一段来得到学习。
And we will learn from this passage.
我们再看，我们来读八章的十四节。
Let us refer to Mark chapter 8 verse 14.
Next slide. 看读八章十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。请读。
Verse 14. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat.
我读到这边很想笑，不只是小朋友会忘了带午餐呢，门徒那个。躲狼躲进哦，大人大总也会忘了带午餐，忘了带饼。
I find this verse very funny because it is not only children who forget their lunch, but also adults will forget the bread.
那他们在船上 除了一个饼以外，什么食物都没有。
And on the boat, they had nothing except for this loaf of bread.
那我在想，主耶稣通常都带十二个门徒一起旅行嘛。
And I think back to the fact that Jesus often took his disciples to travel with him.
那是三个人吃一个饼吗？
And could 13 people eat only from one bread?
那我们就想到一个童子啊，他出门的时候带五个饼两条鱼。
And yet there was a young man who left his home with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
啊，小朋友都需要五个饼两条鱼，那是三个大人只有一个饼。
One child would need 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And what is the case that the 13 adults would only have 1 bread?
我想这个行船的旅程当中，他们很多人要挨饿的。
And I think in their travels, many must have gone hungry.
我们想到主耶稣在世上传福音的时候常常吃的问题一定是一个麻烦，这就是一个问题的。
During the time that Jesus was preaching in the world, he must have faced this issue of eating.
因为他们不是在世上工作的，他们是一个团队到处行走传福音。
And because they were not a group that stayed at home and worked, but rather traveled and preached the gospel.
有时候有一些富有人家，像法利赛人西门会请耶稣跟他的门徒去家里做客
And sometimes rich Pharisees such as Simon would invite the Lord Jesus to his home to partake of his meal.
很多时间都是要自己来啦。
But most of the time, they had to take of their meals themselves.
有时候主耶稣为了吃早餐，还要去无花果树找一找有没有无花果可以吃。
And sometimes Jesus would search out the fig trees to see if there was any figs he could eat.
还找不到无花果来吃
And yet he could not find any fruit upon the
tree. 那我们就可以想象主耶稣那三年为我们的救恩他受了很多辛苦的事情。
And in this way, we can consider how much suffering the Lord Jesus must have gone through in the course of the 3 years.
真的，有时候传福音在路上吃东西也很不方便哦。
And sometimes when one is preaching, it is inconvenient to eat a meal.
有时候从 A 点到 B 点要坐很长的车子或是船，然后在现在有时候要坐很长的车子。
In the present, sometimes it takes a very long time to journey from point A to point B.
有时候到非洲去。
And sometimes when we go to Africa.
中午大部分的时间都在公车上面。
Most of the time is spent during lunch is spent on the bus.
那中午吃什么呢？就是吃人家那个路边卖一鼠鼠啦，一岁两岁，一岁两岁就买来吃这样子。
And what do we eat? What we eat is the corn that is sold at the street.
或者是人家卖花生一包两包买来吃这样子。
Or perhaps bags of peanuts that are sold.
最好的是什么呢？如果那个车子刚好经过河边那个有晒的鱼干那个是最好的买一包两包鱼干来吃。
And the best meal is found when we pass by the rivers when they sell bags of dried fish.
但是主耶稣在船上，他说那时候船上没有人卖东西所以耶稣就挨饿了。
And because on the boat there were no salespeople to sell food, Jesus and his disciples were hungry.
那我就想到一个问题，他们忘了带饼，主耶稣不会变饼吗？
And I thought to myself, if they did not remember to take bread, couldn't the Lord Jesus prepare bread?
你看马可福音第八章一开始，不是主耶稣变饼给好多人吃吗？给4000个人吃吗？
And at the beginning of chapter 8, didn't the Lord Jesus prepare many loaves of bread and multiply them for the people?
那主耶稣为什么变饼给众人吃，不变饼给门徒吃呢？
And why did the Lord Jesus prepare and multiply this bread for the crowd, but not for his disciples.
那我们就注意到有几点不太一样的地方。
And there are certain differences between these two cases.
第八章第二节主耶稣这样讲
In chapter 8, verse 2, the Lord
said, 马可福音八章的二节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 2.
他说我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。第三节。
Verse 3.
我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏。因为其中有从远处来的，请读。
Verse 2, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Verse 3, if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance.
那这边其实他们跟主耶稣已经三天了，那在一起，那东西都吃光了。
The crowd had followed Jesus for 3 days and they had eaten up all the food.
主耶稣很舍不得他们回去，哇，饿昏了，困乏。
But Jesus was unwilling to send them away and to faint because of their hunger.
所以我们看到几点跟门徒不一样的地方。
And there are certain differences with the case of the disciples.
第一个就是这个是门徒自己忘记带的那个是他们真的待三天没东西吃了。
In the case of the crowd, they truly had finished up all the food and there was nothing to eat, but the disciples had forgotten to take bread.
自己忘记自己要负责任哦。
And because we forget, we must take responsibility.
不我们有时候我们老是什么都要主耶稣自己明明有那你自己忘了你要求一个神迹这个有时候自己也要负一点责任啊。
Oftentimes, when we forget, we seek the Lord Jesus when we have it ourselves and we look for a miracle, but we must rather take responsibility for our actions.
那个众人是不得已的，三天了，真的没东西吃了，你是自己忘记的。
And what happened to the crowd was not on purpose. They had followed him for 3 days and there was no food, but for the disciples, they had forgotten the bread themselves.
第二点，小弟觉得门徒也有时候需要磨练呢。
And secondly, the disciples had to be trained.
有时候我们在帮人家洗礼的时候也觉得有一个有趣的现象
Sometimes when we are baptizing people we come upon this incident
奇怪哦很多老人家下水哦明明水是凉的冰的他们觉得说水怎么是热的啊
When the elderly are being baptized some of them will say that the water is warm even though it is cold
那我们做工的人呢有时候在东部洗礼哦一下水脚就已经麻到这个没有感觉了
And for the holy workers who baptize people in the East Coast, as soon as we step into the water, it is so cold, our legs are numb.
真的有时候鞋子掉了自己都不知道嘞，因为那个脚已经麻到没有感觉了。
And our feet become so numb that we have left our shoe and we do not even realize it.
那有时候门徒那个众人呐、洗礼的时候有温水，主要是给他们煮开水那个门徒呢就是要受冻。
And sometimes when there are baptisms, the Lord prepares warm water for the people being baptized, but for the holy workers, they must suffer and endure the cold.
但是我们看到主耶稣有时候对门徒有一些磨练的地方。
Therefore, in certain occasions, the Lord Jesus would train his disciples.
所以我们有时候自己忘了自己要负责。
Sometimes when we forget, we must take responsibility.
其实有时候人常常很健忘，这是人之常情啊。
And the people will often
很容易忘记事情，这是人之常情，这是一个很自然的现象。
It is human nature to be forgetful.
我们来看诗篇的三十一篇十二节。
Let's refer to Psalm chapter 31, verse 12.
诗篇三十一篇十二节。
Psalm chapter 31, verse 12.
三十一篇十二节。
Psalm 31, verse 12.
我被人忘记，如同死人，无人纪念。我好像破碎的器皿，请读。
Chapter 31, verse 12. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery.
这是大卫的诗歌。
This is a psalm of David.
但是小弟读到这一节就想起约瑟的故事。
And when I read this passage, I remember the story of Joseph.
约瑟在狱中能够帮助别人，请别人纪念，那个大官也把他忘记了。
In the midst of his own difficulties, he was able to help others, and yet the officials still forgot him.
有时候我在想，有时候人家忘记不是故意，是在有时候太忙了，人就是常常会忘记东西了。
Sometimes people do not forget on purpose, but it is merely because they're very busy and they will become forgetful.
在 CNN 上面看到一则新闻呢。
On CNN, I saw a piece of news.
他说这个美国银行 Bank of America 最近那个 overdraft fee 某些部分要取消。
And it said that Bank of America is going to eliminate a portion of the overdraft fees.
那我们家最近这个 overdraft fee 才付了好多钱。
And recently,
一张跳票就要$35，花$35，我就觉得，哇，这个银行真的会抢人呢哦。
And recently, we have experienced this overdraft fee. Every time a check is bounced, we have to pay $35, and it is as if we're being robbed by the bank.
那报纸在讲说，这个银行业每年他们赚的这个 overdraft 就是你没有钱了，然后你又开始跳票，赚了这个钱呢，每一年大概可以赚进$1.77 billion，这是一个很大的数字。
And the news also reported that the banks can earn $1.77 billion worth of overdraft fees every year.
那就是人常常因为健忘让银行赚很多的钱你就是忘了再把钱存进去，那个开了支票跳票了，你不把这个事情忘掉了。
And the reason for the banks profit in the overdraft fee is because people will often forget to add more money and deposit it into their accounts.
我们是健忘的，但是哦，有些人世间的事情健忘那就算了哦。
We are forgetful, and there are some things that are not important and can be forgotten.
一个 bread， 哎呀，午餐没有带，健忘，那这个可以算了，没有关系了。
For example, if we forgot our lunch or forgot our bread, then we can forget it.
但实际上特别讲有几件事情真的不要忘啊。
But there are certain important things in the Bible that we must not forget.
我们看诗篇106篇21节。
Psalm 106 verse 21.
诗篇106篇21节。
Psalm 106 verse 21.
106篇21节。
Psalm 106 verse 21.
忘了神106篇21节。
Psalm 106 verse 21.
忘了神他们的救主，他曾在埃及行大事。我们哦，不要把神给忘了。
Let us not forget our God.
我们什么都可以忘，但是神真的不要忘。
We can forget any number of things, but we must not forget God.
神的恩惠我们不要忘。
We must also not forget God's grace.
我们来看耶利米书五十章的第六节、第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 6 and 7.
耶利米书五十章的第六节、第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 6 and 7.
耶利米书五十章的第六节、第七节。
Chapter 50 verse 6 and 7.
我的百姓做了迷失的羊，牧人使他们走岔路，使他们转到山上，他们从大山走到小山，竟忘了安歇之处。第七节。凡遇见他们的，就把他们吞灭。敌人说我没有罪，因他们得罪那做公义居所的主，就是他们列祖所仰望的主基督。
Verse 6. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Verse 7. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, we are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their true pasture, the Lord, the hope of their fathers.
我们都是神的羊啊，神是我们的牧人。
We are the sheep of God, and God is our shepherd.
我们在人生的走人生的道路，好像从这个山走到那个山啊。
In the journey of our life, it is like walking from one mountain to the other mountain.
我们不要忘了啊，教会就是我们安歇的地方，神就是我们的居所。
We must not forget that church is our resting place, and God is our refuge.
如果我们离神太远，没有牧人的保护。
If we are distanced from God, we do not have the protection of the shepherd.
我们就成为仇敌魔鬼吞吃的对象。
And we can only seek to be found and devoured by our enemies.
所以我们会生命带来很多的不平安。
And we will experience a lack of peace.
所以我们不要忘了神的恩惠，不要忘了神的安息居所。
Therefore, we must not forget God's blessings and the fact that He is our resting place and protection.
最近在网络上看到一则新闻啊。
And on the internet, I also saw a piece of news.
在澳洲啊 ，Australia 有一只羊啊，他说他是为了避免他那个主人给他剪羊毛，总是他就走丢了，走了大概五六年了啊，才找到，最近找到。
And there was a sheep who wanted to escape from his owner because he did not want to have his wool shorn, and they did not find him for 5 or 6 years.
最近找到了。我本来要把那个照片哦，把它照出来给大家看，那只羊哦。那个羊毛多到这个眼睛都快要看不见了。那个五六年没有剪羊毛，那个整个身体就是一个毛球了，毛球这样子。
And I wanted to show you this picture of the lamb who had not been shorn for 5 or 6 years, and the wool was so thick, it looked like a big woolen ball.
我在想，它夏天一定很不舒服啊！哇，这个年年都快看不到路了，这个眼睛都盖住了。
He must be so uncomfortable in the summer, and his wool was so thick that it even covered his eyes.
有时候我们离开神的家，远了不回家，其实生命常常带了很多没有神的平安。
When we depart from God and we are a great distance from Him, then we have no peace in our lives.
就在想我们可以忘记很多事情。
There are many things that we can forget.
但是我们绝对不可以忘记神。
But we must not forget God.
要常常记得回家享受神的安息。
We must remember to return home and receive God's rest.
门徒忘了带饼。
The disciples forgot to take their bread.
我们再回来看马可福音第八章。
Let's return to Mark chapter 8.
下个 slides.
Next slide.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
马可福音八章十五节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 15.
耶稣嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的笑和西律的笑。请读
Chapter 8 verse 15. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
我在想象啊，当时那是一个什么样的情形。
And I was trying to imagine what the circumstance was.
门徒说啊，糟糕了，这个吃饭时间，可能吃饭时间到了，哈，没有饼了，忘了带饼了，怎么办呢？
It must have been time for a meal, and the disciples were complaining that they did not have any bread.
那也想，如果说那个船行船的速度，比如说15迈一个小时好了，哈。
And if the boat was going at, let's say, 50 miles per hour.
那可能这个凉风吹动主耶稣的头发。
And then a breeze would run through Jesus' hair.
那耶稣因为他们没有饼嘛，耶稣就想到说，哇，不得了，这些人哦，以后是教会的柱石啊。
And Jesus must have thought they forgot their bread and they have become like an obstacle to the church.
他们这些人以后都是建立教会的人。
And they are to establish churches in the future.
啊，这个教会绝对不能变质啊，就像这个面包哦，不可以有酵在里面一样。
The church must not be perverted in the same way that the bread should not have yeast.
所以他就轻轻的，就是我想耶稣在这个想到远处啊，未来的事情啊，他就讲说呢，你们要防备哦，法利赛人的笑跟虚利的笑啊。
And I think that when Jesus was looking to the future, he warned them to be careful for the about the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod.
我们都知道啊，除了逾越节以外呢，犹太人他们吃的也是。应该是有效的饼啦，一般的饼都是有效比较好吃啦。
In general, most bread would have yeast apart from that taken at Passover.
那这个酵到底是什么东西呢？
And what is yeast?
我们不晓得，没有点 bio 的，有人说酵它是一种 plants， 我看网络这样写，不晓得对不对。他说酵是一种植物啊，它本身是有生命的。
Some say that yeast is organic matter and it is living.
它可以 reproduce itself， 它可以如果有糖进来啊，它就会复制啊，它就会再制造。
And if it has sugar, then it will reproduce itself.
如果太热啊，或者是你可以 stuff 让它没有不喂它东西呢，那个酵就会死掉，或是热的时候呢，酵就被烤死了这样子。
And if it is too hot or there is no it is not being fed, then it will die out.
那你把酵啊跟面包放在一起的时候，你又加糖啊，那个酵就吃糖，它就会繁殖。那繁殖它就会产生一个 gas， 那个就是所谓的carbon dioxide， 就是二氧化碳。
And when the yeast is placed within the bread with sugar, then it ferments and it produces carbon dioxide.
就是你看那个面包拿起来都一个洞一个洞，其实那个就是它那个 gas 膨胀所留下的一个痕迹。
The little holes that we find in the bread are the remnants of the carbon dioxide expanding.
所以如果一个饼没有酵呢，它就是硬硬的、干干的，也比较难吃了。
If bread does not have yeast, then it is dry and tough and difficult to eat.
如果一个饼啊酵呢它就会膨胀因为它的 gas 会发酵嘛，那会比较好吃。
And the bread that has yeast will expand and will be more tasty.
我们来参考哥林多前书的第五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这是我们礼拜三的一个查经。
And this was covered in the Wednesday night Bible study.
哥林多前书的第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 through 8.
哥林多前书五章六到八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知道一点面笑能使全团花起来吗？第七节。
7.
你们既是无笑的面，应当把旧笑除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。第八节。
8.
所以我们守这节，不用旧笑，也不用恶毒邪恶的笑，只用诚实真正的无笑饼。请读。
Verse 6. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough? 7. Get rid of the old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. 8. Therefore let us keep their festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
主耶稣他是这个逾越节的羔羊。
The Lord was our Passover lamb.
那逾越节主耶稣把无酵饼拿起来说，这是我的身体。
And in the Passover, he took up the unleavened bread and said, this is my body.
这个酵象征罪恶，所以主耶稣是一个没有罪的身体。
The symbol says wickedness, and the body of Christ is without evil.
所以他们过逾越节，他们就不可有效，就代表啊，这个教会主耶稣的身体没有罪恶。
And to keep from having yeast in the Passover means that the church does not have evil or wickedness.
所以当这个他们谈到说没有饼，那耶稣想到未来哦，说耶，你们要注意哦，以后要注意这个法利赛人的笑跟西律的笑哦。
And when the disciples spoke of forgetting the bread, then the Lord Jesus looked into the future and warned them about the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod.
我们来参考马太福音十六，什么叫做西律的笑呢
？What is the yeast of Herod？
我们来看马太福音十六章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
十六章的第五节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 5.
这是同样一个故事的重复记载。
And this is a reproduction of the passage in Mark.
门徒嫉妒到那一边去，忘了带饼。第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的笑。”在马可福音是强调那是西律的笑，那这边谈到就是撒都该人的笑。
In Mark, the passage emphasizes the yeast of Herod, and in Matthew, it emphasizes the yeast of the Sadducees.
这什么意思呢？原来啊，撒都该派他们都是贵族的，很多都是做官的。
What does this mean? The Sadducees were very wealthy and were officials.
所以他们跟西律啊，西律是当时的王，他们是同一派的啦。所以讲到西律的笑，就是讲到撒都该人的笑了。
And the Sadducees were of the same grouping as Herod. So speaking of the yeast of the Sadducees, is the same as the yeast of Herod.
我们来看十二节，马太福音十六章的十二节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 12.
什么叫做撒都该人的笑跟或者是西律的笑呢？或是法利赛人的笑呢
？What is the yeast of the Pharisees, Sadducees, or Herod?
十二节。
Verse 12.
门徒这才晓得，他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的教训。所以耶稣想到说，哎呀，将来哦，那个撒都该人哦，西律了，法利赛人他们的思想哦，会影响你们这个无效饼啊，哦，所以你们要防备他们的教训。
And Jesus warned them that in the future, the teachings and the mentality of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herod would contaminate their unleavened bread, so they had to be alert.
撒都该人主要的教训是什么？
What is the main teaching of the Sadducees?
他们以理性来解释圣经，解释神的道。
They would explain the Bible through a very logical method.
他们觉得这个灵魂是看不到的，怎么可能有灵魂呢？你要圣经讲的，你可以证实的，可以理性想得通的才相信呢。那个复活，这个看不到，你怎么相信复活呢？
They felt that we could not believe on those things we cannot see or prove, such as the Spirit or resurrection.
那今天我们在教会里面呢，也有。这种笑存在这个教会里面呢。
In the church today, we may also find the same type of yeast.
诸位朋友，也许你听过，有的人把圣经分成三种颜色。
And you may have heard that some people divide the Bible into three colors.
这些新神学派的人呢，他们就觉得用理性来批判圣经的道理。
And these new theologians use logic and reason to analyze the Bible.
凡是很奇怪的神迹一概拒绝了，怎么可能大鱼可以把人吞到肚子里面三天，然后吐出来还可以活的？不可能。
They reject extraordinary miracles such as Jonah being taken into the belly of a big fish.
怎么可能一个人死掉三天会复活？这是神话，这是不可能的。
And how can a person resurrect after three days? This must be a myth. It is unbelievable.
所以今天耶稣也在警告我们不要让这种理性的笑掺入到现在的教会里面。
Jesus is also warning us that we must not let this type of yeast of the mind and of reason to contaminate our church.
很多教会觉得现在已经没有神迹了，神迹是古代才有，现在没有了，这是不合乎理性的。
Many believe that miracles only happen in the past, and they are not according to logic. They do not happen today.
其实我们相信圣经上所记载的，虽然你眼睛看不见，它是神的话，我们就要全部相信。
But we believe that the word of God recorded in the Bible is the word that must be believed.
那法利赛人的笑到底是什么
？And what is the yeast of the Pharisees?
当然，圣经上提到法利赛人有很多的教训。
And the Bible tells of many doctrines espoused by the Pharisees.
但是小弟觉得他们对道理的了解有个特色，就是呢，他们很重视枝节，不重视那个圣经原来的精神到底是什么。
And their understanding is of the certain regulations and not the original meaning of the Bible.
所以耶稣就说你们呢、啊、在读圣经把那个萌虫就把它立出来很小的东西你就把它找出来那本的骆驼啊大东西你就把它吞进去、啊、
And Jesus told them that you only pick at the details and then you、swallow these major、things.
法利赛人他们重视人间的遗传而不重视神的诫命。
The Pharisees only cared about human tradition and not about the commandments of God.
所以他们看到这个门徒吃饭不洗手，很受不了。你们怎么吃饭不洗手呢？
The Pharisees could not stand the fact that the disciples would not wash their hands before a meal.
其实他们自己内心污秽啊，自己都不去检讨，所以他们只洗杯盘的外面，不洗杯盘的里面。
And the Pharisees were contaminated in their hearts. They only washed the external but not the internal.
今天呢、啊，我们来到教会啊，我们这个就是。如果我们只注重教会的外表啊，这个不注重那个真理的实质啊，有时候我们也会落入啊，被这个笑啊给膨胀起来。
Today, if we come to church and we are only watching the outer appearance of the church and not the truth in the Bible, then we are being subjects to the same temptation.
我们看路加福音的十二章第一节。
Let us also refer to Luke chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 1.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 1.
这时几万人聚集甚至彼此践踏耶稣开讲先对门徒说你们要防备法利赛人的笑就是假冒为善请读
Luke chapter 12 verse 1 Meanwhile when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another Jesus began to speak first to his disciples saying Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees which is hypocrisy
所以法利赛人的笑其实也告诉我们说我们不要被这个假冒为善的这个宗教的外衣啊把它披住了里面呢其实是、啊、不是真正诚诚实实的要做一个基督徒的
We must not put on this yeast of the Pharisees which is an outer garment of hypocrisy covering a false Christian side
所以主耶稣很讨厌那个法利赛人因为耶稣他们真的是粉饰的坟墓外表装饰漂漂亮亮的可是呢里面呢却是充满了死人的骨头
Jesus despised the Pharisees because they were like whitewashed tombs and they only contained skeletons inside、
啊、他们喜欢人家跟他们问安、啊、
They only wanted to be greeted
那我们看主耶稣讲完道他就溜了
Whenever Jesus spoke he would、go away
很快他不接受人的称赞
He did not want to take the praise of man
所以今天呢我们来到教会我们要注重那种实质的追求啊，而不是外表的、遵从
When we come to church, we must have this sincere pursuit of truth and not this、honor and glory.
真的，我很感谢主啊！有时候我们看到弟兄、那个慕道朋友来到我们当中啊，他们常常讲出一句话，令我们很感动。
I really thank God for the truth seekers who are among us, and they often share、the statement with me that truly moves me.
他说，常常在你们真耶稣教会找到很真诚的人，真诚的人。
In True Jesus Church, I find many、devout and sincere believers.
我就想到人家怎么称赞主耶稣的他们法利赛人跟主耶稣讲说先生我知道你都是实实在在传福音的传道理的其实我们在座的很多弟兄姐妹他们真的是实实在在在追求永生追求天国道理的人
When Jesus was being praised he was called sincere and true in the same way the believers today are those who are sincerely and truly seeking the gospel of heaven
你知道这个笑哦其实在教会历史里面真的影响教会很大的
The yeast had a great impact in the church.
法利赛人的笑，他们注重割礼。你看，在使徒行传的发展当中呢，这个割礼啊，就成为一个争论的议题啊，这种法利赛人出来的。
An example of the yeast of the Pharisees was the matter of circumcision. Even in Acts, we see that this issue was brought forth by the Pharisees.
这个笑如果一进来啊，到时候教会没有解决好，这个教会一定会分裂的。
And when the yeast comes in and it is not resolved, then it will cause division and conflict.
那撒都该人跟西利的笑，这真是让教会变质的一个主要的原因。
The yeast of the Sadducees and Herod is a reason why the church was corrupted.
为什么今天这个教会后来真的是已经很多人不信耶稣？为什么？你们看教会的历史嘛，如果你们。基督徒真的是那么好？为什么历史当中充满了那种基督教的那种暴力、那种淫乱、那种不法的东西那么多呢
？Why are there so many people who do not believe in Christ today? And it is because they observe the history of the church and see all of the violence and unrighteousness.
那这个笑让教会变质，从哪一个时候开始的呢
？When did this yeast corrupt the church?
就是从西利来的，从人间的王来的，从政治来的。
It started from Herod, which is a politics.
当有一些有权有势的国王信了基督教之后，
After certain kings came to believe in Christianity,
道理就慢慢的因为王权势的影响，这个安息日也可以不用守了啦，很多道理就慢慢变质了，孝就侵入教会了。
And because of the authority of these kings, they stopped the obedience to certain commandments such as the Sabbath, and it corrupted the doctrine.
是我们看到主耶稣他想得很远呢。
And we see that Jesus had foresight.
他们忘了带饼。
They forgot to take bread.
耶稣说你们要小心，这个孝很厉害，以后要防备撒都该人跟虚利的孝。果然教会就在虚利的孝影响下面呢，变了质啊。
Jesus warned them to be careful and to beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod. And indeed, because of Herod's yeast, there was corruption in the church.
今天我们的教会是保持圣经真理一个很重要的地方。
And the church is a place where the truth is being kept.
所以在今天呢，我们要防备这些孝进入到我们教会里面。
Therefore, today we must defend our church from this type of yeast.
启示录在谈到后来的教会有两种大的影响。
And the book of Revelation speaks of two great factors that influence the church.
这两头兽都会欺负教会。
And these two beasts will persecute the church.
第一头兽是从海上来的，这是政治兽。今天政治会逼迫教会，会影响教会。
The first beast is of the sea, and it is persecute the church.
第二头兽，它讲话像，看起来像羔羊，有角像羔羊，说话像龙，这是假宗教，这是宗教的兽。
And the second beast looks like a lamb, but it is a false religion.
在今天的真耶稣教会我们一定要保持纯正，不让政治任何力量影响教会纯洁的那种纯度。
In the true Jesus Church, we must maintain the integrity and purity, and let the church not be attacked by outside forces.
所以我们说过即使奥巴马来到我们这一处教会他也要坐在那边听道理的。
We have said in the past, even if President Obama was to come to our church, he must sit in the pews.
对不起，这不是我们不尊敬他了，因为他毕竟是我们的总统，实在是。教会不是一个让政治人物展现他这种政治风采的地方了。
It is not that we disrespect our president, but rather church is not a platform for them to speak politics.
今天教会很多人间的遗传，像法利赛人这种人间的遗传，我们不要把它带到教会里面来。
We should not bring human traditions such as that of the Pharisees into our church.
在教会里面，真的我们不高举人。只有高举神呢。
In the church, we do not honor men, but rather only honor God.
实实在在的，大家都诚诚实实的追求神，做一个基督徒
And we must sincerely pursue God as a true Christian.
所以，耶稣当他们没有带饼的时候，就把那个孝的道理跟他们警告
This is the reason why Jesus used this incident of forgetting the bread to teach them about the yeast.
我们看下个 slide， 我们来看马可福音第八章。
Next slide. Let's return to Mark chapter 8.
当耶稣这样讲的时候呢，门徒听不太懂
And when Jesus spoke these words, the disciples did not understand.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
第八章的十六节。
8 verse 16.
十六节到二十节。
Verse 16 through 20.
他们彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有饼吧？”听到耶稣说要防备孝的时候呢，他们就说：“哎呀，耶稣讲这个是因为我们没有饼啊。”
When they heard Jesus' warning, their only response was that it is because we have no bread.
七节。
17.
耶稣看出来就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？”十八节。
18.
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见也不记得吗？十九节。
19.
我拨开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二。二十节。
20.
又拨开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。二十一节。
21.
耶稣说：“你们还不明白吗？”请读这个第十七节开始。
Verse 17. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? 18. Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? 19. When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. 20. And when I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. 21. He said to them, Do you still not understand?
这个马可福音在强调啊，耶稣一直在强调一件事，为什么你们还听不懂我在讲什么呢？
Mark, the author of this passage, and Jesus were emphasizing why they did not understand.
为什么你们只议论关心这个饼的问题而已呢？
Why do you only care about the matter of bread?
我们回来看这个马太福音十六章同样的故事哈。
Let's return to the same recording in Matthew chapter 16.
强调。
It is the same story with a different emphasis.
马太福音十六章的第九节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 9.
十六章第九节。
Chapter 16, verse 9.
你们。我们看第八节
Verse 8,
耶稣看出来就说你们这小信的人啊，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢、啊、这边强调他们信心很小了，不是看得见的饼了。
Today we often only focus on the bread that we can see.
我们想想看我们每次祷告的内容大概是什么呢？
And what is the content of our prayer?
我看 80%, 90%, 99.9% 都跟看得见的世上的东西有关系，包括我自己在内。
80% to 99.9% of our prayers has to do with those things we can see in the world.
我们都关心饼啦、事业啦、家庭啦、工作啦、前途啦，通通是看得见的。
We only care about bread and career and finances, all those things that we can see.
那耶稣说，其实你们真的很小信呢。
But Jesus told them that they were of little faith.
你们记得我用五个饼两条喂饱5000人，收拾剩下多少男呢？
With 5 loaves of bread, I fed 5,000. And how many baskets were left?
那个给那个为七千人为四千人，那个剩下多少筐子呢
？And for the 4,000, how many baskets were left?
是七个一个是十二个，一个是十二个，一个是七个。
The
二跟七啊都是完全数啊。
12 and 7 are complete numbers.
你们没有东西吃的时候。
When you had nothing to eat,
我变东西给你们吃。
I made food for you.
你们把那个剩下的收拾起来，都是完全的，这是完全的恩典。
All that you recovered afterwards is complete, and that is a complete grace.
你们怎么还担心饼的问题，在议论饼的问题呢？
Then why do you worry about these things of these matters of bread?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢要跟随耶稣，我们要知道我们真的有主耶稣的一种保守、一种带领、一种祝福。
When we follow Jesus, we must be aware that we have His guidance and His blessing.
我们来看诗篇的37篇25节。
Let's refer to Psalm chapter 37, verse 15.
37篇25节。
37 verse 25.
诗篇37篇25节。
Psalm 37 verse 25.
很多人喜欢这一节，因为这一节很安慰人。
And many like this verse because it is very comforting.
我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人背弃，也未见过他的后裔逃患。请读。
Psalm 37 verse 25.I was young, and now I am old. Yet have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread.
真的是很感谢神，我们只要跟随神哦，我们不用担心吃饭问题了。
We really thank God that as long as we follow Jesus, we should not be worried about eating.
主耶稣会照顾了。
Because Jesus will protect us and provide for us.
所以我们觉得我们的加州有时候冬天也蛮冷的哦。
In California, winters can birds have hidden.
欸、奇怪了，有没有一只小鸟真的被冷死的？有没有哈？你们有没有看过一只小鸟被冷死的
？Have we seen any birds that have frozen to death？
他们也没有冷气，没有暖气啊。
And they have no heating。
那是谁照顾他们，让他们春天还继续出来唱歌呢
？Who cares for them so that they can still come out and sing in the spring？
我们想，那个麻雀这么不值钱，神都还养活他们呢。
And these sparrows are。Not worth much, and why does God care for them?
所以我们不要忧虑太多，要关心，不要忧虑太多，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
We should not worry about what we will eat or wear.
我们看到主耶稣啊，常常把那个拿那个看得见的来，从看得见的谈到那个看不见的。
Jesus often uses those things that we can see to speak of those things that we cannot.
从那个很具体的一直谈到那个抽象的。
He goes from the concrete to the abstract.
所以当他医治瞎子的时候，他就开始介绍我是世上的光。
When he came upon a blind person, he said, "I am the light of the world."
当他医治瞎眼的人之后了。
After he healed a blind person.
当他变饼给人家吃的时候，他就说：“我是生命的粮。
”And when he multiplied the loaves of bread, he said, "I am the bread of life."
这个主耶稣啊，常常很会把道理的深，把那个道理的层次啊，提升到属灵的层次。
And Jesus knew how to lift this level of doctrine into the spiritual realm.
但是有时候门徒常常听不懂呢。
But we may often read it and not understand it.
所以我们真的要忧神的国度，而不是忧这个吃喝穿的问题，忧饼啊。
We must be
担心这个 饼的问题，要担心神国的问题。
We must not be concerned about the bread, but rather about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣所关心是将来教会的一个纯度。
What Jesus cared about was the future of the church.
而不是可以吃什么。
And not what he would eat.
我们看阿摩士书六章第六节。
Let's refer to Amos chapter 6, verse 6.
阿摩士书第六章第六节。
Amos chapter 6, verse 6.
阿摩士书六章第六节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 6.
六章六节。
Chapter 6 verse 6.
我们从第四节开始来看。
Verse 4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在榻上，吃羊中的羊羔，棚里面的牛犊。第五节。
Verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟，唱清弦的歌曲，为自己制造乐器。如同大卫所造的。十六节，以大碗喝酒，有上等的油抹身，却不以耶色的苦难担忧。请读。
Verse 4. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory, and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. 5. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. 6. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天真的要关怀神的国度，不只是注重自己的享受。
We must care about the kingdom of God and not just our own enjoyment.
我们真的要小心，不要让笑侵入教会。
We must be watchful not to let the yeast enter the church.
小弟自己觉得如今现在我们的教会真理的笑应该比较难侵入了。
And I personally feel that this yeast is difficult.
错误的教训比较难侵入我们的教会。
It is more difficult for wrong doctrine to enter the church.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们现在很多人都有圣灵。
Because there are many of us who have the Holy Spirit.
我们讲台讲错道理，信徒马上就反应了。
And if the speaker on the podium speaks incorrectly, there are reactions among the believers immediately.
这是什么新道理？没有听过，好像有点没有办法阿们呢。
And we may not be able to agree with what he has said.
那第二，我们现在有一个真的真理研讨的，任何人有任何新的发现。经过一些长老执事，他们终身研究圣经的，他们在一起把那个真理一起探讨。
Secondly, we have the Truth Research Committee, and it is made up of elders and pastors who have dedicated their life to examine the truth.
但是小弟觉得教会还是有破口。
I believe that, even so, there are some holes.
我们要关怀教会的破口，我们要堵教会的破口。
We must care about and examine these holes.
我们在宣道上面有没有破口呢？
Do we have any gaps in evangelism?
有时候我们看到一些朋友过来，我们需要更多的给他们关怀。
And when we see truth-seeking friends, we must show more concern.
有的我们看到，尤其我们也期盼我们的弟兄姐妹、青年朋友们、青年的弟兄姐妹们，当我们比较年轻的进来我们真的不要只顾我们的团体而已我们要懂得跟这些朋友们一起来打成一片，要把我们的团体打开多多欢迎他们进来。为的就是要拯救灵魂。
And we hope that the brothers and sisters are encouraged to welcome new friends and open up the different groups so that to save their souls.
有时候我们这个吃饭的时间常常是跟自己熟悉的人在一起，这是有时候是人的习惯。
Often it is our habit to sit with those people we are more familiar with.
但是为了宣道的缘故为了弟兄姐妹的缘故我们要突破我们要至少跟人家寒暄一下。
But for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of the brothers and sisters, we must break through and greet our friends.
我们要关心神的国度现在缺乏什么。
And what are we lacking in regards to caring about the kingdom
of God? 我觉得很多弟兄姐妹真的很尽心尽力在关心神的国度，忧国忧民忧神的国度。
And I believe that many are concerned about the kingdom of God.
有一次我听一个弟兄做见证，我很感动。
Once I heard a testimony of a brother that was very touching.
有一次他跟几位弟兄姐妹去帮一个同龄这个处理他们家里面那些好像搬家的事情。
And this brother went to help out a believer that was moving.
那因为这个同龄他们有困难。
And because this believer that was moving had difficulties.
很久也没有来聚会了。
And had not come to church in a long time.
结果有工人就说他们这个困难跟他们这个环境有关系我们去帮忙帮忙整理环境。
And one of the church workers said that their difficulties are connected to their environment, so let us help them with their move.
那个年轻的弟兄跟着去，他说哇，车柜打开不得了，满车库的一些东西他说 哇，这个怎么整理啊？这个没有办法整理的。他心里在想说，应该那个哦，带头的同工哦，应该跟他建议说，叫 professional 来给你整理，这个我没有办法。
And the young brother went with his church worker to the believer's house, and they opened the garage door. There were many things, and the young brother thought that they would be unable to organize it for the move and to call professionals.
可是啊，那些同工们呢、啊，就一件一件的啊啊做起来了。
But the church worker started packing the things.
从早上到晚上。
And it went on for the whole day.
感谢主啊，这户人家啊，慢慢的又回到教会里面来。
And thank God after this, this family of believers returned to church.
所以我们要观察家务啊，不要吃闲饭。
And we must be caring and not idle.
啊，我们要关心神的国度，尤其灵会要来了。
We must take special note of the kingdom of God, especially with the upcoming spiritual convocation.
是忧神的国度啊，不只是忧个人的生活问题而已。
Let's be concerned with the kingdom of God and not our own personal problems.
求主耶稣祝福我们。
May God bless us.
我们从忘了带饼啊啊来做这样的学习。
So we can learn this lesson from the passage of forgetting the bread.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn. Let us sing hymn 397.
See you.
我们现在要一起来用灵性祷告。
Now we will pray together in the spirit.
啊，真耶稣教有圣灵。
There is the Holy Spirit in the True Jesus
Church. 圣灵就是神的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵临到，我们会说出奇异的舌音。
And when the Spirit descends upon us, we will speak unknown tongues.
所以我们很多人祷告跪下来啊，他们会讲出一种听不懂的话。
Many of the believers will kneel down and pray, and they will speak unknown tongues.
啊，这是在灵里述说各样的奥秘。
And in the Spirit, they are uttering mysteries.
啊，这是圣灵为我们祷告。
It is the Holy Spirit that is praying on our behalf.
这是非常美好的祷告。
And it is a wonderful prayer.
如果没有得到圣灵，我们第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
If we do not yet have the Holy Spirit, the first thing that we say is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再来讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
这是歌颂神的意思。
And this is a way to praise God.
我们一直歌颂神，内心有需要可以跟神来述说。
And we can continue to praise God, and whatever need we may have, we may express it in our hearts.
这样你就会体验到神。
And this is how we may experience God.
愿神爱你。
So that God will love you.
愿神亲自吸引你。
And that He will attract you to Himself. 我们同心
跪下祷告。
Let us pray.
我们为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for the spiritual convocation.